shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Happy Friday evening to you. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And this is Shasta Outdoors, brought to you tonight by Professional Exterminators and Caliber Office Furniture. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, Shasta Outdoors endeavors to bring to you every Friday evening guest news and information about the great outdoors in Northern California. And Diane, what exactly is It Does My Soul Well?
Well, Tim, It Does My Soul Well endeavors to accomplish three things. Number one, we challenge you to get outdoors. Number two, we inspire you to get healthy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, Diane, guess what? I'm now down 80 pounds. Can you believe that?
Really?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I found them.
You found them?
You lost them. I found them. I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, and so my bride and I, we're helping other people, too. If they're trying to lose weight, get healthy, they can get a hold of us.
You know, it's so sad that I'm this close to you, and I haven't even used that door yet.
Yeah, well, okay. It'd cost you.
I know it will. Okay, number three, we encourage you in your spiritual life.
That's right. So Shasta Outdoors Radio is our way to challenge you to get outdoors and enjoy things like hiking, kayaking, fishing, hunting, camping, biking, golfing, you name it. There's a wide variety of choices, especially here in Northern California. Tonight in the studio, we have with us Chad White.
That's right. Chad is the PGA Director of Golf at Gold Hills right here in Redding, and he's highly respected among golfers in the North State, Tim.
Yes, I'm hoping he might be able to offer suggestions on how to cure that wicked slice of mine.
Let's just stop it, wicked.
Hey, Diane, what have you been out and about doing?
I want to tell you what I did.
Okay, yes.
I took our mother
to
Sundial Bridge to see it turn purple.
Oh, really?
I sure did.
Yeah, all right. So you went to the Purple City Festival.
She said she wanted to go with her favorite child to this event, and so she took me.
Right.
And it was, we had a great time. Great time.
Right. We all know who her favorite child really is here, but moving right along. Man, it's really gotten hot. It finally feels like Redding. Oh, can you believe it? I am so glad, though. I mean, it could be worse. It could be snowing. And can you imagine how hard it would be to shovel snow in this heat?
Oh, stop.
Hey, last weekend, Fanny and I went to Lake Britton near Burney.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've been there. You took me fishing before.
Yes.
And how did you do? Did you shore fish?
No, we took the kayaks out. We went out to the gas line, and we launched our kayaks. Believe it or not, last Saturday morning, it was 45 degrees when we got there at 6:30 a.m.
Doesn't that sound wonderful right now?
Yeah, it does, actually. But we launched out, and I went sort of where the Pitt River and Hat Creek converge right there.
Right.
At the one end of Lake Britton. Actually, about midsummer, mid-July is when it's really good in that area. So I was kind of pushing it to get there a little bit earlier.
Right.
A lot of the smallmouth, when it gets really hot and the lake warms up, the smallmouth begin to swim up into those areas because of the cool water coming in from the river and Hat Creek.
Oh.
And they really like that. And we did catch fish. I caught I think the largest smallmouth I caught was about 2.5 to 3 pounds, somewhere in there. And,
were you catching and releasing, or were you keeping?
We just caught and released.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so,
did she outfish you? Come on, be honest.
She caught just as many fish as I did. We also caught some of those Sacramento minnow pike. Which is kind of a garbage fish in my opinion, but they're still fun to catch, and we caught a couple really large ones.
Did you?
And so they were fun, and then we caught some small ones, but it wasn't quite as good fishing as what I've experienced in the past about midsummer. So we're going to have to maybe go back up there late July, early August,
And hey, small mouth doesn't mean small fish, right? Big mouth, big fish.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It doesn't really matter. I mean, a small mouth can't grow into a big mouth, right?
No.
Hey,
it's a different type of bass, and it does have a smaller mouth. And so it is, you know, it is a different species than the largemouth bass. So no, they do not, transform one into the other.
Hey, and I am here to ask questions from a significant group out there.
Right.
That is unaware of this information.
Yeah. Hey, you know what else I did this week for the first time in over 20 years? I went for a run on the Sacramento River Trail.
No.
Yes, I did. I ran 4 miles.
Was a bear chasing you?
No. A bear definitely would have caught me because I was not going all that fast. I thought, if I could.
Oh, that was good.
You know, it was kind of a slow jog. My goal was to try to do about a 12-minute mile, and I did about a 13-and-a-half-minute mile, which is just a little bit faster than me walking.
Well, what's the total weight you've shed now?
82 pounds, although overall, at one point in time, I was about 97 pounds more than I am today. And
well,
so
that'd make me want to run.
Yeah, my goal is to hit that 100-pound mark, and I'm almost there. You never know.
Yeah,
next
then you need to stop.
I
don't want you
there.
Getting too skinny. I mean,
yeah,
the bottom is almost going in instead of out.
Yeah, but I'll lose the butt if it means losing the gut. So I don't
have any kind of issue
with that. But it's amazing. With all the hiking that I do, up and down hills all the time, I mean, almost every day, and we're talking about some steep hills and some tough hikes at times, going out and jogging, it's amazing how you're using different muscles in different ways, or some of the same muscles in different ways. And I was so sore.
I could barely
stand up. My legs were not used to it at all. I was going to go for another run this morning, but instead, I don't know what I did. I think I just had a nice little breakfast or something like that.
That's baby steps.
Yeah.
Tim.
But I tell you what, one of the things that I really enjoyed, and I kind of forgot about because I honestly somewhat avoid the Sacramento River Trail, and the reason is because I like being out where I don't really see very many people.
I'm with you.
And when you get on the Sacramento River Trail, it's a blessing. I'm so glad we have it. Redding is so incredibly blessed with all the walking trails that we have.
Absolutely.
But if you go at certain times of the day, you'll see a lot of people and people with their dogs. And again, more power to them. I'm not complaining about that at all. But my preference is to be somewhere where I can enjoy the alone time and the quiet time and so forth.
Yes.
But I went out about 5:15 in the morning, so I only saw a few people and, a few dogs. But one of the things I forgot about was just hearing the Sacramento River running. And the sound of that river is absolutely beautiful. It's very soothing. It's very therapeutic. And if people have lived in this area and have not walked that Sacramento River Trail, come on, get out there.
Absolutely.
And there's so many different segments of it. I actually took off from basically where Keswick Dam is, and there's a trail entrance there. It goes down to what is called the Ribbon Bridge. And so I basically jogged down there, across the Ribbon Bridge, which they are now repainting. So it's going to be kind of cool. I don't know if right now they're just putting the undercoat on, and it's kind of an orange color, sort of like the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking, they ought to leave it that color, but I have a feeling they're going to paint over it. Yeah. So we'll have to see how that goes. Right. Hey, on the board tonight, we have Mr. Ty. How you doing?
Doing great. Do you run some of those dirt trails out there on the river trail, or just stay on the concrete?
Well, this last week I just stayed on the paved portion of it.
I feel like it's better for my knees and hips when I go on the dirt.
Yes, and that's one of the things I was a little bit concerned about, but my knees, my ankles, that didn't hurt me at all. So what have you been out doing, Ty? Anything fun?
Oh, me and my daughter have been at the Redding Aquatic Center all week.
Oh,
swimming,
nice.
Swimming. I got up one morning, swam laps, and it was really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a great thing to do. Well, listen, hey, we are excited. We're going to be talking with Chad White tonight, but we've got to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to get into golfing. How does that sound?
I love it.
Yes,
I'm
right
ready.
On.
I am ready.
We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Shasta Outdoors.
Off my steady job today. Turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
Hey, Diane, we want to thank one of our sponsors here tonight.
Yes, we do. Professional Exterminators. Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our wonderful sponsor, Professional Exterminators. They have been around for 15 years, and they are definitely aptly named Professional Exterminators because they are the true professionals who will take care of anything from ants to skunks and everything in between. Professional Exterminators is locally owned and operated by Dave and Madonna Silva, amazing people who are an integral part of this community. So no matter what your need is, no matter what's bugging you, you can call them and they will give you a zero obligation free estimate. So like I said, if it's bugging you, give them a call at 530-338-2822. Professional Exterminators, 530-338-2822.
Thank you, Dave and Madonna. We definitely appreciate it. Diane, one of the things I enjoy that I honestly don't do enough of is golf.
Me too.
There's something about chasing that white ball around at the golf course. Yours is pink. And you know what? It can be exhilarating, though it can also have its frustrations.
Yes.
Well, tonight we have the PGA Director of Golf at Gold Hills Golf Club, and I'm excited to talk with him tonight. Chad White, welcome to Shasta Outdoors.
Thank you, Tim and Diane. Appreciate the invite, being on the radio tonight to express my love for the game, a little history, and a little timeline of how I got in the business.
Yeah, so, share that with us.
So really, you know, I've been in the golf business for the past 34 years, and quite frankly, my dad got me involved in the game at 16, so I was a late bloomer. I didn't play much golf as a youth. Got me in the game at 16 years old, fell in love with it. The timeline begins at Gold Hills in 1991. Mm-hmm. Applied for a job there.
Right. What were you doing?
I was doing the dirty deed. I was cleaning golf carts.
I love it.
Gassing golf carts up. As you know, back in the day, it was all gas golf carts.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Picking range balls, cleaning bathrooms, you name it. I was doing it at the entry level there. So
wow.
That was my first job in the industry.
Wow. So how did you initially actually get into golfing itself, playing the game?
My dad actually introduced it to me. I played baseball most of my adolescence.
Okay.
Right.
I followed my dad around the golf course and just kind of got hooked on it. So,
sure.
And again, didn't realize it was actually a career path in golf until a little bit later. So, which actually takes me to the next level. I got received a phone call from Ed McCarthy over at Riverview Country Club and said that Kim Thurman was looking for an assistant pro. Mm.
Okay.
So back in 1992, I took that job. And that's when the light bulb went off at Riverview. That is a country club. You have to learn, you know, how to communicate with the members, customer service. You have to learn how to communicate with a 10-year-old or a 90-year-old. And the light bulb went off when I saw the pro, Kim Thurman. He owned the golf shop. He owned the driving range. He owned the bag room. And I was thinking, man, there's actually a profession in this. There's a career in golf. I
right.
had no idea.
Right.
No idea. So Kim led me to get involved and enroll in the PGA of America. So that's where I started my career at Riverview.
Okay.
Enrolling in the PGA program.
So. Oh, awesome. So you're at Gold Hills, went to Riverview. And then how did you get back to Gold Hills?
Okay. So within a couple of years at Riverview, I was there from 1992 to 1995. I met a family, the Ed and B. Ochinero, and Don and Debbie Koopman. They built a new golf course in town, just east of town, called Palisadro Golf Club.
Okay.
And they were members of Riverview, and they offered me a job.
Okay.
So I left the nest at Riverview. Went to Palisadro where I bought the pro shop and kind of had my own business there, so to speak, and kept in the PGA, went through my credentials, graduated from the PGA in early 2000. And at that point, once you get your Class A, now you're marketable around the country.
Right.
You can actually go promote yourself at different clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you know, there was only a couple golf courses, Riverview and Gold Hills. And I thought I was out of here. So I went down and interviewed in a course at Woodhaven Country Club in Palm Desert.
Wow.
And when I got back to Redding, a good friend of mine, Louis Miramontes, God rest his soul, he offered me a job at Gold Hills as the head pro.
Nice.
So I went from Gold Hills to Riverview to Palisadro and then head pro at Gold Hills in 2000.
Nice. Wow. Nice. And so you've been at Gold Hills straight now for like 23 years.
23 years on this stint, yeah.
Right.
And I'm so blessed to be there, Tim. Mm-hmm. I mean, I work for a great family, the Thomason family. They're developers out of Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
They own two golf courses.
Okay.
I manage the one here at Gold Hills. I also manage one up in Klamath Falls, Oregon. I've got a tremendous staff out there. I couldn't do it without my right-hand man, Jeff Thomason, a.k.a. JT.
Uh-huh.
That guy runs the outside events. He does the junior golf programs.
Right.
He manages the pro shop. So I'm really fortunate and blessed to be a location such as Gold Hills, and that's my home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love Gold Hills. It is one of my very favorite. It definitely is my favorite golf course here in this area, mm-hmm. but overall it's one of my favorite places. It's kind of interesting that you might find this interesting. About, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago, and I was a member there at Gold Hills and went with my family back to Walt Disney World. And of course they have right there, you know, golf courses that have been used for the PGA Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the days I'm going golfing, you know, see all the alligator warning signs and all of that. And so when I went into the clubhouse and, you know, to pay my green fees, they asked me where I was from, and I told them Redding, California. Well, they knew about Gold Hills.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was really surprised. And one of the things that was interesting was that he told me, he said, now here you can actually drive up to the edge of the green, which was a lot different than anything you find in California.
Hardier grass back
yeah.
east for sure.
Yeah, different type
right,
of grass.
Right.
And so that was quite the experience. But I thought, wow, that was amazing. The guy actually knew about Gold Hills
right.
here in California. And so it is well known. But Chad, give us a little history on Gold Hills.
So Gold Hills was established in 1978. It was a Walter Wentz design. For those that have been around for a while, Wentz Markets was actually pretty popular back in the day, back in the 70s out of Chico. So Walter Wentz designed Open Up Gold Hills in 1978. In 2008, we had a big remodel of the clubhouse grill area facility with several holes redesigned. It's come a long way. There's no bumper sticker back in the day. You used to say it takes a lot of balls to play Gold Hills. That was kind of a pun, no pun intended, but the point of it being it was just tough. You'd lose golf balls. It would take a lot of them to play.
Right.
So over the years, we've softened the course. The course conditions have grown immensely. I'm proud to call it my home course, and we're on the upswing now. So
awesome. It's an absolutely beautiful course. And, hey, Diane, if – people want to text a question to us. They got a question for Chad tonight.
Yes.
How can they do that?
Okay. For those of you out there with questions, we've got a phone number here, 530-524-8280. That's 530-524-8280. And just text your questions to us, and we will scan it, decide if it's important or not, and then no, I'm just kidding. We'll ask it immediately.
Yeah, and we do have a question from Cameron, but I am going to ask that in a little bit when we kind of get on that particular topic, but it's a great question, and so we don't want to lose sight of that. But Gold Hills been around for a long time, mm-hmm. and very well known in this community. But in recent years, we've had a drought. And how did that affect the golf course?
Significantly. We're in the Bella Vista Water District, so we were on a 40% cutback for the last few years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we had to make adjustments and turn off a lot of heads. We kind of maintained the golf course from the 200-yard marker to the green, turned off the roughs, the driving range, the street frontages. So we adapted.
Right.
Tim, you know, in all reality, a lot of the players didn't mind it because if they did hit that not so great shot off the tee, what would it do? It would roll out.
It hit
the hard pin and roll out.
Sure.
So it made it a little bit faster golf course, so to speak. So we made the best of it. And you can imagine now with 100% allocations that we had to turn the course back on, all the heads back on. So it's a double-edged sword. Losing 40% is one thing, but it also saves labor because we're only managing half a golf course.
Right.
So now we're back up to managing 110 acres, so it requires more upkeep, more staffing levels.
Sure.
So, you know, we made the best of it.
But right.
It definitely affected the golf course tremendously.
Yeah, I was out there playing a golf tournament for the Teen Challenge Golf Tournament at the beginning of this month, and I thought the golf course was in great shape. It was surprising to me how far along it's really come. So you guys have done a great job out there.
Appreciate that.
A lot of hard work, I know, and those types of things can affect a business like yours. But glad to see that you've made it through, and hopefully we're going to have some more wet years ahead.
Yep.
I hear rumors that we're going to, you know, so
we'll
have to see how that all plays out. And so just for you, Chad, what's a typical day like for you at Gold Hills?
Typical day? Well, I wear a few hats out there, so you can imagine I overlook the restaurants. I'm in charge of booking banquets, weddings. Again, look at the numbers for both golf courses in the morning. Shieldcrest up in Oregon, Gold Hills. Check in with my right-hand man, JT.
Mm-hmm.
Lets me know what's going on for the day. I work close with our office manager, Beth Havsgard. Check financials, more business-minded now.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was younger growing up, I never thought the pro would be doing that, right?
In
all reality, golf pros, you think they give a couple lessons, play a lot of golf,
you
know, have fun out there. But I learned quickly that it's a business.
Sure.
Learning the supervising and delegating, turf grass maintenance, golf cart fleet management. The list goes on and on.
So there's a lot
to it. It's a full-run business aspect. So I tell all the young people that want to get involved in the golf business, if you like to play a lot of golf, this is probably not the job for you. So
How often do you get to play golf?
You know what? Now I've been there going on 23 years, I'm playing more now than I ever have.
Oh, good.
I've got a great supporting staff, and I try to get out once a week.
Okay.
You know, occasionally a couple times a week, and then it might go to once every 3 weeks. Just depends on the schedule and the workload. So,
Are you also giving lessons, or is that just JT doing that?
JT's giving probably 80-90% of the lessons out there. Mm-hmm. I still have a following, so if I get that call or email, I'm not going to turn it down. Definitely not turn it down, because my job is to grow the game, right?
Right.
So if somebody wants a lesson from me, I'm going to give it to them.
Awesome. Awesome.
I like that.
Yeah, but I think Diane seriously needs some lessons.
I do. I do, Chad.
Yeah.
Lessons are important, for sure.
I know. Hey, I have a question for you. I know that that the colleges have really began to recognize, you know, they do recognize, you know, golf as a significant sport and giving scholarships and whatnot. And do you guys have any, do you guys support any of the colleges or?
We do, actually. We host, we're the home course for Simpson University.
Awesome.
And so, Shasta College kind of fizzled out as far as their golf program goes, but Simpson College uses both Gold Hills and Riverview.
Nice.
But, we like to call it, our home course for Simpson. They host their big events out there, so they're welcome out there. We're encouraging the high schools. Mm-hmm. We're also host a Shasta High School as well.
Nice.
Town,
nice.
So.
Hey, listen, we're going to have to take a break here. I am thoroughly enjoying this conversation that we're having with Chad White from Gold Hills Golf Course. You are listening to Shasta Outdoors, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlotte's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlotte's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlotte's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steaks tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlotte's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlotte's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlotte's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlotte's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlotte's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlotte's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors, Ring of Fire. Oh, it's sort of like that right now, outdoors. Hey, Shasta Outdoors would like to thank our sponsor, Caliber Office Furniture. Now, if you're like me and you work from home, it can be a challenge to make do with the space you have available. Caliber Office Furniture makes it easy for you. All you have to do is go to caliberoffice.com. That's caliberoffice.com. Select work from home, and there you'll find a beautiful selection of desks, chairs, and accessories. And it's all on sale right now with free shipping directly to your home. Again, that's caliberoffice.com. Thank you, Chris Cable, and Caliber Office Furniture for sponsoring this program. Well, Diane, if people want to get a hold of us, Shasta Outdoors Radio, how can they do that?
Well, I think we should tell them.
Okay. All right.
Well, you can find us, of course, on Facebook. It Does My Soul Well. And it doesmysoulwell.com. I mean, it's a pretty easy thing. It Does My Soul Well.
Even you could do it.
I can.
Yeah.
I know I can.
And if people have a question that they would like to text us, how could they do that?
It's 530-524-8280. And so that's 530-524-8280.
All right. We're talking tonight with Chad White. He is the PGA Director of Golf at Gold Hills Golf Club. And, Chad, I want to ask you, if someone wanted to start golfing, how would you recommend they begin?
That's a great question, Sam. Definitely take a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would do like a series of three, just an introductory lesson, just to make sure you're going to enjoy the game, like the game. But it's very important to learn the fundamentals the correct way from day one.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many golfers out there that wanted to learn it their way. And when they come back and see me in 10 years, it's hard to break bad habits.
Right.
I find it pretty successful when students come for the first time with a clear slate and you ask them to do A, B, and C, and they can do A, B, and C versus trying to, you know, erase D, E, E, F, G, H, I, J, you know, you get the point.
Right.
So, series of three lessons is a good way to start. And again, when you come into golf, my recommendation is let us know why you're playing the game. That's up to us to interview you as well.
Right.
Hopefully you're playing recreationally. Get out with your spouse, your kids.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest advice is when you come to play golf too, this is going to sound negative, but it's not. Lower your standards. I think we get used to watching the TV, all the players out there. They're intimidated to come out and play golf. Have a goal. You don't have to play from the tee box. We can start you somewhere closer. Have fun.
Right.
So the main thing in golf is to have fun and get outdoors. Bottom line.
You know, one of my favorite things to see when I'm watching the PGA Tour golf is when one of the golfers, one of the pros, hits a really bad shot. I'm thinking, oh, that's just like me. I could have made that shot myself.
Right. It everybody.
It happens a lot, too. It's not on TV all the time.
Right. Yeah. And it's amazing to me. I've been out with golfers, and I know I probably have some bad habits that are worth fixing myself. But I've seen some just crazy things. I am thinking of one particular friend that when he would line up to the ball with his driver, because he had such a bad slice, what he would do is he would practically turn his club head completely over so that when he would come through the ball, I'm thinking, this
smart,
just
right?
can't be right.
It's a Band-Aid. You know? It's a Band-Aid.
Yeah, he's just trying to fix something.
Right.
But Cameron called in, and she had a question, and she said, in your time as a golf pro, have you ever had a student you couldn't fix?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
A really good question. I would say the answer is, when you say fix, I would say that's a valid, yes, she's correct. There has been students they may be not capable to make that move you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
I have alternatives. I'll actually work with their chipping or putting and get them successful starting from the green backward. I think once you understand the smaller stroke and smaller shots, it'll add up to a better, longer swing. So I don't discourage them playing golf. I think what happens is I bring them up closer to the hole and work on putting. Anybody can putt.
Right.
Anybody can roll the ball.
Yes.
Once you learn the feel and speed of putts, it makes it, I think you understand things click with how the golf club works.
Mm.
But there is some people out there, that's a great question, but not everybody's fixable on maybe what they want to do, but they can still play the golf game.
Sure, sure. What's the most common mistake golfers make when it comes to their swing?
The most common mistake, I think it's the biggest, I guess, probably overused term and fallacy is keep your head down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how many times I heard that from my dad when he was trying to teach me.
Closing my eyes is a good idea.
Well, keep your head down.
Because you want to peek. When you hit that ball you're going to hit it, you want
to
look.
Yeah, the key is to keep your posture down. And you have to, once you understand the golf swing, it's not done with the smaller muscles of the fingers and hands. It's done with the core.
Mm-hmm.
That's the engine of the golf swing.
Mm.
So if you rotate correctly and keep your head down, you're probably going to hurt your neck.
Mm.
Think about that. If you took a heavy medicine ball and were to throw it out in the fairway 20 yards, you'd load up on the right side and release it to the left side, and your head will actually follow with your core. So that gets beaten into people's brains too much, is keep your head down, keep your head down. Well, that makes it pretty awkward. So,
right.
You know, and the biggest thing is, what do people want to do when they golf? They want to see the ball go where? Up.
Right. Right. Right.
So yeah. We have to teach them that it's the game of opposites. When that golf club goes down below the ball will go up.
Right.
When you try to help it up, it's going to go down
because
you're driving the leading edge of the club into the middle of the golf ball. So
right.
Once people understand that and get a handle on that, it makes the game easier.
Yeah. Wow. Those are some really good tips that I am definitely going to keep in
mind. The best I ever golfed was when I was pregnant.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, I golfed my due date. They said if I went into labor while I was golfing at Churn Creek, they said I could have a whole year free golf. I walked that thing the whole time. Never did go into labor, but I did because my hips wouldn't move. My movement was limited.
Interesting.
And so I golfed my very
less
best.
Less is more. You weren't expecting
yes.
much.
Right.
So.
Chad, what aspect of the game do you feel is most important for golfers to practice?
Short game.
Short game.
100%.
Right.
We as instructors should start teaching it from, like we said, the green back.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, when you learn to play golf, everyone's going to learn to hit the ball some way, shape, or form down towards the hole.
Right.
But once you get within 50 yards, 20 yards of the green, what are we going to do from there?
Right.
I see a lot of good
short game.
Short game. Short game would consist of putting and chipping.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
So
okay.
I would start with putting.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Really master putting. Try to two-putt every hole. Look right. at a hole, try to make it in two. You know, and the other thing on putting is the hole's only 4.25 inches. So when you get back 30, 40 feet, it looks pretty small.
Right.
I like to have people visualize the size of a hula hoop so you don't mentally think about you've got to make it. Just try to work on speed control, getting the ball down towards the hole,
right.
ending in a hula hoop area where you have a better success rate of knocking your next putt.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah, that's
a percentage of long putts are so small, people don't realize that. So I would start with putting and then chipping.
Yeah, I definitely know from experience that short game is extremely important because you can add up a lot of strokes very quickly when
yes.
you're semi-close to the hole.
Absolutely. And the old veterans, they'll teach you that quickly because if you're a long hitter, they might take three to get the green. They knock on the green in one putt. We get there in two and three putt. They walk out and they beat you. You're like, how does this guy do that? They don't worry about the distance. They're accurate and they have a good short game.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah, I've gone out with, I remember going out with a gentleman at the time. He was actually 80 years old. And that's one of the things I love about golf is because you can do it from the time you're very young and all the way up until the time you're a lot older.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I could outdrive the guy considerably, but he was so great at chipping and then putting and would have a number of just one putts because he would chip so close to the hole,
that's the game.
To the pin.
Yep.
And it was just, you know, he had it down. He didn't worry, like you said, that, you know, if he didn't make it on the green in two.
In regulation.
You
correct,
know.
Yeah.
That he was going to be okay.
Right.
He didn't worry. He didn't get all nervous about it or anything like that. And so, you know, Chad, before we went on the air, we talked a little bit about the lack of younger players right now. Why do you think that is?
You know, I wouldn't say, yeah, it's a lack of younger players moving on to the next level.
Okay.
I really believe that this day and age, the kids, they don't practice all year round. They pick up the clubs when it's time to go to junior golf camp or high school.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many other opportunities out there. There's summer ball. There's, you know, AAU's basketball.
Right.
You know, when I was younger growing up, if you picked golf, that was your sport. I'm okay with that. You know, I mean, I think when you have more sports, to go to, I think you're a better balanced athlete. But I also think that the kids nowadays, they want instant gratification. So
right.
they try golf. They're not that good at the beginning. And what does it take to be good? Patience and practice.
Right.
So when I ask my students, or I coach high school golf for 8 years, I'd ask my kids, how much did you practice last week? And they didn't touch the club. So you can't get better at golf without practicing and having some patience.
Okay.
And I think the kids nowadays, if they don't get that satisfaction, they put it away and they go back to something else. They want to get it now. Mm-hmm. So the ones that there's still a small percentage of kids out there that really have a love for golf. They eat, mm-hmm. drink, sleep golf, and it's right. far and few between right now. So our job as golf pros in the area is just to promote those camps, junior golf camps, get them hooked on golf, have fun events for them, activities for them,
yes.
and build that back up again. But it's out there.
Sure.
It's just a matter of the discipline of the kids that want to do it.
Yeah. We're sort of a click-happy society today. That, you know,
sure. mm-hmm.
social media, we want to click. We won't even read the whole post that somebody posts,
know.
You know, just part of it. We want to see the picture, the short little video, and we want to move on. And we want that instant gratification. We're a fast food society. Right, Diane?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you don't have to have a guilty look on your face when you say that.
Hey, Panda Express has got, they've got a drive-through, and it's still good food.
Yeah. Hey, listen, when we come back, Chad, we're going to talk with you a little bit about equipment and balls and all of that, and then also some events that are coming up at Gold Hills. We want to definitely touch on those types of things. Listener, you are listening to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough. And I've got...
I'm Diane Morgan.
Oh, you are.
I'm here.
We'll be back after these messages.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
And we are talking with Chad White tonight. He is the PGA Director of Gold Hills Golf Club, PGA Director of Golf at Gold Hills Golf Club. And Chad, one of the things that I notice when I go and I'm looking to buy golf balls, for example, there's some they say they fly straighter, and there's
yeah.
some that they say they fly further. And, you know, is there a big difference in golf balls?
You know, I wouldn't buy into that. That's just mm-hmm. Marketing promotional. They try to get people to buy their products. But
right.
I'll just talk Titleist line, for example.
Okay.
I'm sponsored
awesome.
By Titleist. That's kind of a mm-hmm. I'm biased.
Go
Titleist.
For it. Sure.
So there's three types. There's a performance ball, a player's mm-hmm. ball, and a value ball. So
okay.
those, there's certain customers, they want the best. They want to play the Pro-V, Pro-V1X, AVX. That's the customer they have.
Right.
And by the way, Pro-V1 fits everybody.
Okay.
People will
okay.
say, well, I'm a lady. What do I use? Pro-V1 actually fits all golfers. But you have to want that ball and spend that $60 a dozen
right.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
All the way down to the Trufeel, which is about $24 a dozen. So my point is, it depends on what golfer you are.
Right.
As far as what goes further, I'm not buying into that. I really think you let me know what your price point is, and I'll get you the best ball
for
you.
The best ball for the price.
Yeah, and the colorful balls now, too, are pretty popular. The soccer-looking golf balls, the green,
right.
the yellow. So it could be fun as well for the customers.
Sure. Or the – how about pink?
They're easier to find, man.
I don't think so. I don't think that at all. I was golfing at that tournament, one of the guys that was on our team – he had all these different color balls, and I couldn't hardly follow it once it got hit. It seems like the white ball I can follow.
I like white.
Yeah, I can follow that a lot better.
Yep.
And
I really like the glow in the dark balls. Whenever I did the night golf, they used to have their Caldwell. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.
But you could find that ball.
Well, what about when choosing clubs? Let me just say this. I was thinking about this earlier today. So my dad passed away about 15 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been that long. And I inherited his golf clubs that were fitted specifically for him. He was 68 years old. And so I got those golf clubs, and he was basically the same height that I am. So size wise, they were good. As I get older, I play better with those clubs. And I think it was because they were designed for somebody that was a little bit older. When I was younger, I think I used to overswing them, if that makes sense. Tell us about golf clubs themselves.
Absolutely. That's a huge part of the game. You know, when someone comes for the first time, I'm not trying to sell them clubs. I'm trying to teach them to swing the clubs. So I'll recommend some rentals or demos I have on property so I can get them in the right equipment to learn the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessarily the arrow. It's the Indian. So let's learn to swing first.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn to swing, then I can properly fit you into something that matches and fits you.
Right.
So to go with the same line that Tim was mentioning, your dad, 68 years old, they have different shafts with flexes,
right? Mm-hmm.
So he might have had a senior flex shaft. They have a regular flex shaft. They have stiff shafts, extra stiff shafts. So if I see a person with a slower club head speed and they're not hitting the ball very far, I grab their club and look at the specs on it.
Mm-hmm.
If I look at it's extra stiff or stiff, you just let them know this is not doesn't fit you.
Right.
So it makes a huge difference. That shaft's the most important part of the club.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that and the length and lie. So if you have a gal that's learning to play and she goes, oh, my husband gave me these clubs, that happens 9 out of 10 times.
Right.
They're too long, they're too stiff, and they just don't fit them. They're swinging like a 2x4. So
right.
Most ladies need something a little bit shorter. Not all ladies. A little shorter and a little more kick in the shaft, because when you're swinging smoother, I'm going to say ladies, anybody. There's gentlemen out there that don't, their club head speeds are slow.
Right.
When you're swinging slow, you want the shaft to actually flex and help the ball up in the air. The club does all the work, obviously, but the shaft makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit a too stiff of a shaft, you hit the golf ball, it comes out of the air like a flat tire. Mm-hmm. Something wrong. You need a launch and more kick.
And you're able to tell that just by watching somebody out there hitting balls.
Enough, I can tell you right away whether your clubs fit you or not with a proper swing and a good strike. Yep.
Right.
No problem.
Right. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Hey, tell us, and this is common when I'm out there and I'm golfing with, average golfers like myself. You see people, they either have a hook or a slice.
Right.
What's the best way to fix those things?
Okay, here we go. The big thing, when someone, the most common is a slice. So a right-handed golfer gets up. For those of you who don't know what slice is, a right-handed golfer, the ball flight curves from left to right severely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So most people say, oh, I'm swinging over the top. I need to aim more, left.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the only thing that causes a slice or a hook is one thing, club face position at impact.
Right.
Because if you swing over the top and close your face, it's going to go left to left.
Right.
So bottom line is, the first thing I would do with someone that's slicing the ball is try to make them hook the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Do something opposite. Explain to them. If the palm of your right hand is the club face and you want the ball to hook, and you're going to come to the ball and let the right hand turn down like a top spin on a tennis racket.
Right.
So one thing, understand the concept of the right palm working. I'll show them what they're at impact. Their palm's probably facing up at impact, which is a what? Wide open club face.
Okay.
First thing I'll do is try to get their club face released. Now, I'm not a big handsy teacher, but I think with good rotation, maybe a stronger grip.
Mm-hmm.
The grip's huge.
Right.
If they have a stronger grip, that'll help shut the golf face down.
So oh, interesting.
Slices and hooks are nothing more than a club face issue. Don't let anybody tell you you're swinging over the top, you're aiming the wrong direction. Once you get lined up properly, let's make sure the club face impact is square to closing.
Right.
And what people think of, and when I have the club face close at impact, I can't. Yeah, you can do that, and it still goes straight. I mean, it just takes a little bit to get used to.
Yeah. What I've heard is swinging inside to out, inside outside out. To in, and I don't even really know what that means fully.
That's part of the ball flight and swing flight laws. There's inside out will create a little draw for right-handers.
Right.
You're swinging inside out with a closing club face. You swing across the ball to the left, it should create a natural cut. But there's two parts of the swing path and club face angle. That's it.
Oh, and I've been out with guys that have a horrible slice, and you see them facing so far left they don't even look like they're aiming at the fairway that you're playing at.
Swing though. Some of those guys have been doing it for years, and you try to change them. We talked about that.
Yes.
It's hard to break 30-year-old habits.
Yes.
If they're having fun with it, have fun.
Yeah.
Let it go.
If people are having a good time, and that's what it's all about. Golf etiquette, big thing out there on the golf course.
Yeah.
Talk about some of the things that maybe they frequently get violated, or things that we need to keep in mind when we're out there.
The biggest pet peeve of mine on the golf course is not fixing ball marks. When you hit a golf shot into a green, more than likely you're leaving an indentation in the green.
Right.
Find that when you approach the greens. Fix it, and maybe look for one other.
Mm-hmm.
So try to leave the green in better position than you found it.
Yes.
That's huge. Pace of play, again, we're not trying to rush around the golf course, but some people just don't have a concept of pace of play or where they should put their clubs after they're done moving the next hole. That adds up for people. I mean, you can shoot 150 out there and still play golf in 4 hours. No problem.
Right.
So be ready when it's your turn.
Yes.
So once you get on the green, fix your ball mark, mark your ball, and stay next to your mark so you're ready to go when it's your turn, not over talking with your buddies. So when it's your turn, you got to find your spot. That adds up over time. So,
sure.
Again, it's recreational. If it's quiet out there, nobody cares. But if you're new at the game, I don't recommend, at 8:30 a.m. tee time on Saturday, bringing out your spouse, trying to teach her the game at the same time. It's a recipe for disaster. We don't want that. We want a positive outcome and attitude out of it. So,
sure.
Go on, slow time.
Yeah, and there's nothing more frustrating than playing behind an extremely slow group.
Right.
And, and there are marshals out there, and there's been times where, they've told the group ahead of time or ahead
let
of
them through
us.
Or,
let them play through. Right. You guys are slowing everybody up because it can stack up way behind you.
Right.
And so, hey, we just have a couple minutes here, Chad, but tell us, what are some events that are coming up?
Okay. I'm really proud of this one. I was fortunate to actually host the PGA Hope Reading this year, this last spring.
Yeah, what's that about?
Here's PGA Hope. So PGA Hope is the flagship military program at Northern California PGA Foundation. PGA Hope introduces golf to veterans with disabilities to enhance their physical, mental, social, and emotional well-being. Since 2015, there's been more than 1,500 veterans that have participated in the PGA Hope program in Northern California. And I was honored to serve as the lead PGA instructor for the inaugural PGA Hope Reading this year, this past spring.
Nice.
Where we graduated 23 veterans this past spring.
Right.
And we have one coming up it's in September 19th through August 31st, 7-week program. So
nice.
No charge to the veterans. We work with the pros. There's 6 of us PGA professionals that work with the veterans. And I'll tell you what, I got more out of it than the veterans did of golf. It's just building relationships, and it was awesome. It was really awesome.
Hey, that's great. So if people want to find out more about that, can they find out at goldhillsgolf.com?
Actually, if you guys want to find out more about that, I would say NCPGA Foundation/hope, or you can just Google search PGA Hope Northern California.
PGA Hope Northern California.
And I'd love to have you at Gold Hills this fall. It's an awesome program.
Oh, awesome program. Awesome. And we'll get that information from you because we like to promote events like that, and we want to do that. Chad, thank you so much for being on the program.
Tim and Diane, thank you very much.
It was great. Diane, got anything going on this weekend?
I don't. I like that. I think I do, but I'm just not sure what it is.
Yeah, well, you can let Richie tell you at some point in time.
Oh, he tells me.
Hey, tomorrow Fanny and I are heading up to Bernie Basin Days.
A little bit cooler.
Yeah, it's going to be nice up there. The plan includes watching the parade, hiking near Hat Creek, kayak fishing on Balm Lake, and then fireworks in Bernie. And
you
so they're going to do that
I might
tomorrow
do
night.
That.
You've been up there before.
I have. They
awesome.
Have a nice show.
You guys should join
us
for
we
that.
We should. Maybe
you know?
We will come up there.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Well, thank you, listener, for tuning in to Shasta Outdoors. I'm Tim Scarborough.
And I'm Diane Morgan.
We challenge you to get out there and enjoy God's wonderful creation. We promise it will do your soul well.
Twisting, turning further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.